Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Laura Canning. Of course, she's the Cass County Naturalist. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, it's pretty exciting time with lots of things going on for the 4th of July. Some people are starting on the 3rd of July. It's on a weekend.
Yeah.
And that makes it kind of special, too.
Yeah. Yeah. We're filling up and we're ramping up and ready for it.
All right. And because it's 4th of July, it's on Friday, people are just going to continue to celebrate right over the weekend. And you have a great opportunity on Saturday.
Yeah, we have a movie in the park. We are going to be holding a movie in our park at the campground in Cold Springs. And that'll be Saturday, July 5th. So that night, we kind of tried to stay away from most of the fireworks. And we're going to just kind of relax, and we'll be showing the movie Epic.
Epic.
Epic. And it's a kid's movie. It was just from 2013, actually, and it's from the makers of Ice Age and Rio.
Oh,
those
okay.
Movies. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fun. And what about popcorn? People bring their own?
Yeah, they can, but we will also have some popcorn. So.
Just goes together, right?
Yes.
Movies and popcorn go together.
Yeah.
Now, is there a fee for this?
Nope, it is free, and we play it up in the campground. So if you're familiar with Cold Springs, up top there is modern bathrooms and a shelter house, and we play it right there next to the shelter house in Cold Springs. Kind of bring up a screen and play it on that. And, you know, it's not like some of our other parks, like Hitchcock House. We have a barn. We just played right on the barn. So
how big a screen? I'm thinking now, you say we're just going to bring up a screen. That has to be a little more difficult than setting one up in your house.
Yep, it's on a trailer. Yep, okay. It's on a trailer. And it's about two big sheets worth of plywood, standard plywood.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good size.
Yeah, it's pretty good size.
And I know you have done movies in the other parks.
Yes,
and is
right.
That you're planning to kind of continue
yes.
to do that off and on?
This one is just kind of kicking off the summer season. We are planning to do one again closer to Labor Day. So in August, we kind of get a little bit more busy August into September. So that's our plan.
Well, it's usually wonderful weather that time of year. Maybe a little hot in August, but hey, it's outside.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Maybe you want to bring your chair or
yes.
a blanket.
Blanket, you know, just for the weather if it might be a little bit buggy or it might get chilly.
The prediction is like it's going to be really cool.
Yes, so. Yeah. And it does start at 9:30, so it's, you know, of course, got to be after sundown and
right.
dark.
Right, right. So,
you know, we plan to, you know, we usually plan, it's about an hour and a half movie, so almost 2 hours. So.
All right. So come. And, of course, the campers, I'm sure, come because
yep.
they're right there.
But you don't have to be a registered camper. Right.
And anybody could come.
And with it at Cold Springs, if it rains or if we would happen to cancel, we'll have that out on the radio. And it would be canceled if it rains. Now, versus when we have it up at the Hitchcock House, we can actually just move everyone into the big barn and show it on the inside of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
it just depends on our venue sometimes with these
it
movies.
Does. And it's a good way to get people to see the park. You know, I'm guessing that there are some visitors that go, you know, I'm not familiar with the park. And you could come a little
yeah.
early, have a picnic, have the kids run around.
Yep.
Maybe have a little leftover picnic food from.
Yeah. It was right up there by the playground, so that too.
Okay.
So.
And I'm guessing some kids maybe kind of run around during the movie.
Yeah,
once
it gets pretty dark, it does get pretty dark.
Okay. And by that time, the little ones, maybe it's time for sleepy time. So a great idea. It's kind of reminiscent of those outdoor
drive-in movies.
Yeah, drive-in movies. Yeah.
And, so. You know, we don't do it as often, you know, like Anita does theirs every weekend. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And didn't know that.
Yep, we do ours usually around the busiest weekends and holidays and things like that.
Okay,
so
every weekend at Lake Anita, you can see a movie. Is it always like on Saturday night?
I'm not sure if it's on Saturday or Friday.
If we have questions about that, about when the movie is, if we have questions about any of the multiple parks in Cass County, what's the best way to get that information?
For us, it's either the internet or on our websites. We put all of our events on our website. We have Facebook, and we also, you know, good old telephone. 769-2372
okay.
For us.
Look at the in the Lewis area. And your website,
it's mycountyparks.com, And then you click on the counties and you click CAS.
All right.
And you find us.
Lots of information there. And again, I know I've said this before when we visited Laura, but I'll say it again. We have many more parks in Cass County than most of us know about or have visited.
Yes, yes. We have 15 total for us. Just us.
Oh, that's amazing. So you don't have to go for a picnic where the biggest crowd is necessarily.
No.
Find one of those where it's just fun and not so many people. Great resource.
And if you don't get our newsletter will be coming out in the next 2 weeks. And so that will have July is kind of slow. And then we really are kind of busy into August and September. We've got a couple programs in August, and that also Monarch programs start up in September as well.
Okay. So mention what's happening
in
August.
Yeah, August. We do our Brunch with the Birds as part of Atlantic Fest. And so Atlantic Fest this year is August 9th. And so that Saturday morning at 8 a.m., we are up at Sunnyside in the Camblin Shelter. And we have Soar this year from our... I call her. She's a wildlife rehabilitator. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she's going to come down and hopefully have a couple birds for us. And also hopefully we'll release one. So last time she was here, she released a great horned owl into Sunnyside. And the time before that, she released a kestrel. Hmm. So
again, and that's a family program.
Yep. But and it's free will donation for our breakfast. And so, yeah.
All right. And then you mentioned the Monarch program. And Laura, I've just been noticing so many more butterflies, not necessarily just monarchs, mm-hmm. but starting early. It just seems like there's so many more this year.
Yeah, so many different kinds I've been noticing. Just not, you see a lot, but no, differing varieties this year. So, yeah, I don't know.
And to me...
That and frogs, I think, are just booming lately.
Now, the frogs I can understand with all the rain. The butterflies, not so much. I'm thinking they would just get pounded, but they must nest away. So where do butterflies go when it's raining?
When it's raining, they hide under the leaves of the trees. So they find a tree that has pretty big leaves, and they'll climb right up under there and get protected for the most part. So.
Well, I'd say they're smart, but that's instinct.
They like a spot like Sunnyside, okay. Which is where some of our programs are.
Yes.
At, so.
And let's hope they don't get blown away. So just enjoy. It's been really fun to watch the butterflies and how many there are.
Yeah, all upcoming. So that'll be coming out here in the next 2 weeks, our schedule of events for the next 3 months.
And, we might mention butterflies as well as bees. We need to be... Mm-hmm. A little helpful to them. What are some of the things that we could put in our gardens and our yards?
It's the same thing. Butterflies, if you create a butterfly garden, you're pretty much creating also a pollinator habitat for bees and some of the other pollinators. People don't realize butterflies do pollinate things too as well. So yeah, pollinator habitat is getting really, really big. So there's lots of different kinds. You can provide not only just nectar for them, but also providing them a little bit of habitat. With bees, you're providing nectar.
And I was just reading, check this out with you, that if you say, well, I don't know what to plant, start with flowers that are red or yellow. Those are the most favorite.
And oranges, yep. And orange color.
Family.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we could think about some shrubs that we might have for a longer period of time than the blooming flowers.
Shrubs and actually even tall grass they have found either with the butterflies or with a little bit of the bees. So the NRCS is doing some things with filter strips and doing some things with pollinator habitat in filter strips.
And one of the reasons I think this has come to the fore is that we've had so much problem with bees dying off. And so our pollinators are kind of not disappearing, but certainly less number of them. And they're so important to our lives.
Yes, yes. And you'll probably be hearing a lot of things coming out in the next couple months about that from what I hear coming down the pipe.
Okay. It's not just honey.
Things. Yes, right. It's not just about honey.
It's all of our plants need to be pollinated.
Yeah, a lot of our fruits and vegetables and things like that.
So, yeah, if you hear that something about pollinators, kind of listen up because it affects all of us. It's not just a beauty thing, watching the butterflies. It's a really important thing to our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's remind folks about the movie.
Yes, movie in the park at Cold Springs in Lewis on Saturday the 5th. So upcoming at 9:30 p.m. is when it starts. It's free, and We will have some good old popcorn and bring a drink and a blanket. And if it does rain, we will unfortunately have to cancel.
All right.
And then in August, we have brunch with the birds, and that's August 9th again.
All right. Get that on your calendar and enjoy the weekend. Be careful out there. And remember, you know, and it's not just 4th of July. Patriotism is like charity. It begins at home.